Cam finds her rock, and we got a new suitor on the show today. Stay tuned to find out what happens.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV, Game of Clones, Episode 6. We have a lot of things we're going to get into today. We've got our people who have found love today. We've got a new suitor. We're talking about some predictions, and we have some interesting news. But before we get started, I'm your host, Lindsay Hoffman, and I want to introduce my lovely co-host. We have Miss Tiffany.
Hey guys, I'm Tiff Tony, also known as the Beast Mode Barbie.
And we got Chef Beans.
Yes, that's right. Chef Beans with a Z.
So you guys, I want to start out this episode talking about Cam and her final three men. What are you guys' overall thoughts of the three dates?
Killa Cam. You know, I have to be honest. I felt like all three of the guys were really creative in terms of the dates, and I thought it was really nice. And you could tell they took the time. Well, actually, I should say. Drew and Kevin took their time. I feel like Markel, I mean, chilling by the pool.
That date.
Anyone could have done that at their apartment. Right. But I'm not going to be too much of a hater.
Cam has a very unique personality, which I like, but I enjoyed each one of the dates because I feel like it emulated each of the Rock's personalities.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It has different sides of different, you get a feel of different types of guys.
Right.
But, you know, I think who I want to start with is Markel, because I know she liked him a lot, but to me, he's a little cringy. If I was on a date with him, I'd be like, I don't know.
I have to agree with you. I mean, I feel like he's that guy in the bar that just, there's all this room for him to get by, but he grabs your waist and like squeezes past you.
This is the girl perspective.
Yeah, like there was 3 feet you could have gotten around, but that's the guy that I feel like he is. And I also feel that he's just kind of a playboy. Like he doesn't seem like he's serious, but he's competitive, so he wanted to win. So he needed to make himself seem like he was looking for something serious.
Yeah, and Chef, what's the guy's perspective here?
So surprisingly, I see what Markel is trying to do.
He's trying to hook up with her.
This is what he's trying to do. He's trying to be overly transparent. Like, women love transparency, though, so let me be as honest as possible. Mm. But it's backfiring because you're also revealing your shadows. What did the announcer say? She said something, you can't spell sex without X. Like, all these different things were connected to him. So his transparency seemed like it's not working.
It was way too transparent. I mean, when someone asks you, do you hang out with your exes? Okay, maybe you can be friends. But then she asks,
does something happen?
Mm-hmm. That's
And he's like, of course it does.
Right. Like, no emotion test. So, yeah, sure, yes. It happens.
Exactly. I guess you're saying he's taking the route, okay, if I'm super honest, maybe she'll think I'm an honest guy.
I'm not saying I agree with it in totality, but I at least see what angle he's trying to go.
So that's what you mean by try?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay. Well, now we know the angle of the guy, but as a girl, I'd be like, nope.
Yeah, I mean, he was the only one that she didn't kiss.
Oh, and so then the strawberry, the part where you said the guy in the club with arm, he's like, he feeds the strawberry. Is that the only thing that you're going to kiss?
Did you see the way she bit that strawberry?
But it was hilarious. He says something that I did empathize to an extent when he said, so you can hang out with your exes, but I can't hang out with mine. There's this double standard, which everyone has double standards. Let's put that out there. But I thought that was very telling the way he approached that. And Cam was just like, yeah, I can hang out with my exes because I have self-control. But you on the other hand?
Yeah, I mean, I think she could have done a better job of elaborating and explaining to him why. Right. I feel like we as women sometimes could do a better job of articulating.
Yeah, I agree. She didn't articulate her reasoning. No. And it's one thing to hang out with an ex as a friend. It's another thing if you're saying you're hooking up with them. But that's what we need to ask our viewers. Just comment below. Do you think that she handled this the right way? Do you think it's okay to hang out with an ex? What are your thoughts? We need to chime in because we want you guys to comment for our next episodes. But on to our next guy. Let's talk about Kevin, because obviously we know that Drew wins. But Kevin was my pick. I think he's a good guy. Do you think she went the wrong way not choosing him?
I wouldn't say she went the wrong way, but I like Kevin as well. It seemed like he was very romantic. Like, he's had experience as far as exercising his romance, but he also seemed like he was hurt in the past. I think that's where a lot of the wall came from.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I felt like Kevin seemed like a really nice guy, and I think he's super genuine. But I also feel that, I mean, just from my own personal experience dating someone that is still traumatized by their past, it makes it really difficult because you don't really know what you're getting, and you don't really, if they don't express their emotions, how are you supposed to learn how to deal with those emotions?
That's very true. And she made a very good point when I was watching this. She said, I have my walls up and he has his walls up, and that's not a good
combination
to have together. And I think that was a good point, because you do want someone who's going to help you let your walls down.
Absolutely.
But what Kevin continuously did was just deflected each question.
Yeah. It makes you look shady.
Yes, she at least answered the question. Every time she would ask Kevin something, be like, maybe. What about you?
But then again, they were only there for, what, like three
days? We don't know what's really happening, and it's so soon.
Yeah, but it is very soon. And
he
maybe
was 31. She's obviously 23, so that is a big age gap. But if she's looking for that kind of guy, I thought maybe he's someone who'd obviously be more serious at this point.
Maybe he just didn't want to divulge it on TV. Who knows? Maybe on their last date, he would have opened up.
Yeah, who knows? So. Maybe there's secrets about him. We have to find out for the next news.
Perhaps. I thought it was smooth, though, the Jamaican henna tattoo.
Oh, that tattoo.
I thought that was very...
That sold me.
Calculated. You know what I mean? He struck her right in the heart and also added the extra hearts for her siblings. I'm like, okay, Ken.
It was so thoughtful. I wish they showed the conversation where he knew all that stuff about her.
I thought it was really sweet, too.
That turned my thought, because at first they were kind of portraying him as a guy who's a little bit hiding his story, what's about him, but all of a sudden you see how thoughtful he was.
And now, he was in the military, right?
Right.
At a certain point, I mean,
maybe something happened.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of PTSD associated with the experiences that people in the military have.
That's
true. So who knows? Maybe he just wasn't comfortable expressing himself on camera.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And what did you guys think of that date? The henna tattoos, I've never seen that before, where someone picks it for you. It's like, dude, where's my car? Dude, what's my shirt say? No, what does my shirt say? And they like keep spinning around.
That was very smooth. I thought that was a pretty clever date. Like, I would have never thought of anything like that, but I might have to put that in my arsenal.
I was impressed too. I thought it was really cute.
I think it's great for trust building, because you have to trust someone can put something crazy on your back.
And you learn a lot about a person based on that.
By what they put. And because he put something so thoughtful, you were like, wow.
Yeah.
He might be reserved and quiet, but he's really listening.
Like, that was him opening up.
Right. I think you hit it on the nose. It showed that he listened, because her henna tattoo was a reflection of his lion tattoo. So let me put the lioness. But he showed that I listened to what you say, and I'm also going to strike your heart with this idea. So I thought that was a lot of kudos for Kevin.
And that's why he was my pick for the winner. He should have been the winner, but on to the winner, Drew, which he was my second contender. But why do you think she went for him, even though he had a kid?
I feel like he was really genuine and sensitive and open. And I think Cam is a bit abrasive personality-wise. So the two of them are kind of a good balance for each other.
Yeah, I think the fluidity in this date was just the highest. Like, even though she fell on the rollerblades, it didn't seem like anything
was... Oh, yes, they're rollerblading. What do you think of his choice?
It was smooth. It forced her to basically, I guess, be more active, because she already has a very strong personality. But I feel like he put her to the test, like, okay, let's see how open you're actually going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was smooth.
And remember in, like, two episodes ago, someone said that she wasn't working out enough.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe he had that in the back of his mind.
Not working out enough. I thought it was funny when he kissed her and she fell on her butt. Did you guys catch this? He's like, oh, you fell on your butt. Let me kiss it.
Right.
But Aww. He kissed her mouth. But it's weird. Well, tell me what you think is cute, because I think it's weird. Like, I want to kiss your butt.
I totally missed that part. I didn't hear him say that, but I thought it was cute. I thought the whole date was cute.
I mean, I get what he meant.
I loved him. Yeah,
I get what he meant, but it just was awkward.
Did he mess up
transition.
His words?
I think so.
Well,
was he thinking about wanting to kiss her butt? Like, what?
Well, he also was like, I know I have a lot of luggage
instead
of baggage.
That was funny. And then she said it turned to carry on after getting to know him. I do wish they would have dived a little bit more into how he cared about his daughter. You know, I know on TV they don't want to talk too much about it, but because he has a daughter, they kind of made it, obviously it was a deal breaker for her, but they kind of made it like, oh, it's so bad to have a kid. And I would have liked to see him his fatherly side and kind of open up about that to her, because if she's going to date him, she needs to know.
Right, yeah, they did brush over, I guess, the parenting aspect. Like, having a kid is actually a gift, but I feel like in the episode, it was kind of like, I don't know if I'm ready for kids. And he's like, yeah, I got a kid, it's so much baggage. But like you said, yeah, they would have added more negative. Positive or put more flair to it, it would have made parenting look, you know, more
He was enjoyable. Super nurturing, though. I got the fatherly vibe from him. True. I mean, even when he was helping her with her helmet and... He even fell trying to make sure she didn't fall.
Oh, yeah. When he fell down, I was thinking, did he fall down on purpose? Like,
To make her feel better?
Definitely. And that's something a dad would do.
Yeah.
He even snuck in the kiss on the forehead first.
Oh, yeah. He blessed her before. That must be what he does with her daughter when she's scared. Like, before you go, I'm going to bless you and you're going to be fine.
I thought it was wonderful. I loved him.
What do you think made her end up choosing him? Because that was her deal breaker. And obviously, Kevin was a great choice. And I know you thought it was going to be Markel. So
I think she really needed someone that she could open up to, that could make her feel comfortable about letting her own walls down. And he provided that feeling of safety for her, and that nurturing feeling of safety. And I mean, Kevin, although I think he's an amazing guy from what we've seen, she would have had to be the one to
get him out of his shell.
Yeah, but she needs that as well. And
do we think it's going to last? Do you think they're going to go on a second date? Does anyone from the show go on a second date?
I'm not sure. I kind of agree with Tiff as far as her picking him because of the nurturing aspect. Even though I thought she was going to pick Markel because of what I thought she was looking for in this time of her life, Drew, after I analyze it, does seem like the perfect match for her.
I'm not against it.
Yeah. I want it to work, but realistically, I honestly do not see Cam as a good role model for somebody's child.
True, at this point in her life, I think she wants
to. That's why I thought she was going to pick Markel.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
Markel seems exactly. Like, I'll meet you where you are.
Right.
If you're going to do that, I'm going to give you that same
but
energy.
He was going to probably be too hard to get. He's going to be a player.
For
that
sure.
Guy is not going to text you back, and she clearly wants a guy who's going to text her when she texts. She's made that very clear. But yeah, those, I think, anything else you guys want to add about Cam's dates? I think we should get into our new Bachelorette on the show.
I think, honestly, I'm not sure if they're going to go on another date. Let me just be frank. I think she picked Drew because she doesn't want to be judged for picking a person she actually wanted to pick, which is Markel.
Oh, no. I just have to say, before we move on, her friend...
Oh, yeah, her friend picked Markel.
Come on, she made it worse.
She was just there
for the champagne.
She was like, go for, like, the hot one. Like, that's what her friend was there. She was like, go for fun.
Yeah.
She's like, my friend's got to have my back. Oh, and I like the thing she said at the end. The last thing I think we should add, actually, is what do you think about when she said, I got what's on the inside, but then she's like, but looks do matter. And a good kiss is a plus.
Right.
But that's true.
I think we all feel that way.
Yeah, we all feel that way. The show tries to make it about, it's not what's on.
Right.
Tries to make it
it's
about
balance,
what's on the inside.
Right?
Yeah. A good balance. Well, on to our new, I like to call her a bachelorette, our new suitor. Mm-hmm. We have Kara Maria, and she's looking for her Jason Momoa.
Right, Khal Drogo.
I think we need to start this one with Tiff because Jason Momoa is her celebrity crush. So how much do you think these guys looked like Jason Momoa?
I thought that out of all of the episodes I've seen and all of the clones that they've picked, these guys looked the most like the celebrity they were associated with. And I don't know how she kept it together. These guys were totally my type. I was born in Hawaii, so I'm totally like all about that vibe. But I mean, I thought they did a really good job with these makeovers.
What about you?
Yeah, they did do kind of a good job. I'm not going to say that.
They had the vibe. I think, we'll get into this, but I think Mike, which I want to get into him a little bit later, but I thought he looked a little more like Russell Brandt.
I could see
all
that.
Of them, but I think they had the vibe, and, you know, he's not my type, but they were all pretty good looking.
It's even pretty funny, I think, how the producers has everyone either sitting or standing whenever the clones are revealed. Some people are like...
Yeah.
Some people are standing against
someone. Yeah, they have, like, their little poses, right. And then someone goes and talks first. So, speaking of who talks first, JT was the first person to go up, put some moves on her.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you guys think of him? We only got to see a little of him this episode.
Yeah. I thought he was super corny, but he was sincere, and he seemed nice. So yeah,
I mean, this is Mr. has a PhD in Netflix and chill.
What is he really looking for?
Right. So that's why, like, kind of cheesy. They didn't really show him that much, even though he shared that he loves animals. And we know that she says she likes horseback riding and all this stuff. So I think we're going to have to look into him a little more as the episodes go on.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I agree. I do think he was good to break the ice. He was one of those guys, if you come to a party and he comes up and he just puts your arm around you and it's like, okay, everyone leave. You kind of feel special. He probably made her feel a little special and broke the ice that day. What about Sammy? She likes Sammy. He said he's looking for a girl with a nice heart and he likes to ride horses.
He's still pretty mysterious, but I don't really remember him too much. I'm not sure how much he really came out in this episode. What do you think?
I thought that he seemed like the most normal and the most put together out of all of these guys. Just very genuine, a normal guy. I mean, some of these guys seemed a little weird that I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into the weirdness. But I but like. I thought he was great. He flat out said that he's looking for a girl with a nice heart. Yeah. And if a guy says that, that's the key to a girl's heart, I think.
Can also be game.
Right. True. I'm like, even if he doesn't.
But he was talking to the camera and not her. So who does he have to prove there other than besides for the audience? But
true.
I don't know. Is it what he's really there for? Maybe some exes are watching.
Yeah, very true. I wonder. I want to find. That's what we need to get on the show. We need to get one of the guys on it, their ex, to come on the show.
Oh, that would be perfect. Like, yeah. So tell us about
Well, Markel. You know, and we'll get into this later in predictions, but they did reveal that one of them has a girlfriend.
Yes.
In the next episode.
Yeah. I can't so wait to
we,
see
So, you guys watching, if you know who this girl is, message us. We need to get her on the show. We need to know the scoop. Who's on the show with a girlfriend.
Right.
Then we have Jason. I like that his name is actually Jason for Jason Momoa.
Right.
He's 38 years old. He seems a little bit crazy. He was the one who was, literally, they showed his video and he seemed like a crazy guy.
I felt like he was running a lot of game, like, the whole time. Nothing he said was believable to me.
He said that she's 70% his type.
How, where did you get these calculations?
I mean, he's a lot older, so I'm guessing him running game, he feels like he's in control of this whole thing. Mm. But I don't know if that's going to backfire on him. Like, tell us, yeah, she's only 70% of my type. That's awkward.
But he's older. He's 38 years old. Why would he say that? You would think someone who's 38 would be more mature, and that makes me wonder, why is he on the show? Why is he single when he... Which is nothing wrong if you haven't found the right person, but the way he acts... If you're 38 years old, what are you doing then?
I just want to know how he came to these calculations of 70%. Why not 60? Why not 80?
But he also said that, you know, it's like, it's hard for him to fall in love. Like, is that smooth to say to it?
I can get that it's hard to open up, but when you're, if I'm talking to a guy and he's, you know, almost 40 years old and you're telling me it's hard to fall in love, then I'm kind of like...
Commitment issues.
Yeah, at this point, if it's hard for you to fall in love, what are you looking for?
Right.
Maybe you're not looking for love. I don't know. I don't know what it is you want, but it's not that.
Exactly.
But before we go any further, we got a message from Chef for all of you guys.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Before we move on to the next topic, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We can't continue without you. So if you can, please, if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars. But no matter where you are, please leave us a nice, smooth comment. After Buzz has given us all confidence in everything that we do. So if you can, please do those few things for us. And, yeah, we appreciate you all from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you guys so much.
Join the conversation. So back to Kara's men. Right. We're going to talk about the craziest guy of all, Frank. Frankie Francesco. They called him five names this episode. Right. What's the deal with him, you guys?
Oh, my God. He reminded me of Kramer, like, from Seinfeld. I don't know if anybody ever watched Seinfeld in the day.
Yeah.
But that's who he reminded me of. And to be honest with you, I would not want to run into him in a dark alley. He freaked me out. Yeah. Like, he was like a cannibal or something.
Yeah, I'm actually upset that he went home.
Sure, he's fun to watch.
Because he's just so fun to watch. He was like this super creepy, mysterious dude saying, hey, why are they questioning me? Is this my SAT or something?
He was like, why is there a test? I do bad at tests. And I'm just thinking, this test is going to save you. Like, if she had talked to you without the test... You'd be gone.
Yeah, right. He was like, this is not the way that you do this. It's not the way you meet people. I'm like, dude, you signed up to be on the show.
And he got out for tacos. Right.
Right. Thank God.
For liking tacos, which I like tacos, but... No, but I agree. I wanted to see him... He was very cringy, but he made the show interesting.
Right. And even when he walked off, he's like, hey, can I get a beer? Like, he was just so much himself. Yeah,
he was just like, what?
The transformation.
What planet are you on? And he howled. He's like, I'm going to howl for you. Right. And he howled a couple seconds too long. That's when you knew what's going on with this guy.
But the funny thing about it was the whole time he was like, yeah, we're really vibing. She's so into me. I can tell by her body language.
He had so many quotes too, like, underwear is a sign of weakness. I like your teeth. Hashtag.
He was like, it says so much about your personality.
Everyone was kind of trying to get away from him.
Trying to tell us you're not wearing underwear right now.
Oh, no. What?
And then what do you think about when he said, I like your teeth. I like a girl with good teeth. The way he said it was...
like cannibalistic.
Right. Like, it was awkward. And even she started to pick up on it. So when it was time for him to go, she was like...
bye, we don't need
you. She didn't even hug him.
Oh, she was like, get away. Like, I felt that way. Gave him the peace
sign. Yeah.
But, and when she answered, yeah, I have good hygiene for my teeth. That's what I was thinking in my head. If someone asked me that, I was like, I'd be like,
brush them twice a day. I brush my teeth.
Thank you for the observation.
Right.
Did you not brush your teeth? Probably not. He did have a pet wolf, though. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of scary. He likes to
howl. Maybe he's one of those people. And inhumane.
Maybe he has... two sides to himself, and he thinks he's that guy who turns to a wolf at night.
That's what I was gonna say. Maybe like he is the wolf.
He's a werewolf, yeah.
He definitely talks to his werewolf. If he howls so openly,
they do it together.
Yes,
at the
I
moon.
Can imagine him howling.
Their neighbors
they
are
wanted
probably
to be
so
a wolf pack.
Pissed.
He was looking for his wolf pack. That's what he should have said.
He transformed into a human, and at nighttime, he transformed back into the werewolf.
The neighbors are howling at the moon again, calling security.
That's what it'd be like to date him. But it would have been fun if to see the date he would have planned for her. It would have been like Balto or...
a giant bong or something. I don't know.
Something. Well, I would want to see something wolf related. Oh, they could go like sledding with huskies.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd all like have to howl together. I'd like to... I wish, honestly, they would have kept him just for giggles.
Well, I had had enough.
What do we think about Jameson, the male dancer? We didn't see much of him except for him taking his clothes off dancing.
Well, in his mini monologue, he shared that he was a male dancer. He's never been in a relationship. But he also shared that he bought his prom date, the prom dress, and then she cheated
on
him.
And that broke his heart.
Right. So is this just a reflection of the trauma that he's experiencing?
I mean, come on. There was some missing pieces to that story. He said he was mowing lawns to buy her a prom dress. I'm like wondering, did she even know that she was his prom date?
Well,
I just need to know the rest
of
the story.
I took it as a way that maybe he's actually a very loving person and he'd do anything for the person he loves. But the question I had is, he's 24 years old. So when was the last time he had a girlfriend? Was this when he was 16 years old? And that
prom,
was
16, 17.
Yeah, and so you never had one in all that, almost 10 years, you haven't had one girlfriend?
That stripper life, I tell you.
True, the stripper life. It's a rough one.
I dated a stripper, you guys, and
what was it like?
I don't recommend it for anyone. I mean, unless you're a stripper too. But
what's it like? I wouldn't be okay with that.
It was just very. He was very disconnected, you know. Wow. And I think there you have to kind of be disconnected in
because
a way
people
in order
are always
to
touching you.
Yeah,
and
so you have to sort of disconnect.
You.
And that's not. I mean, I'm not hating on how anybody you know makes their living, but just for me, I'm very empathic, and I can. You know, as women, I feel like we connect to people on a deep level. And so if someone's not connecting back, then it starts to make you feel mm-hmm. really drained.
Well,
so,
we connect on a deep level, too, as men.
But do you strip? And do you feel that stripping has affected your ability to connect?
I'm not sure, but maybe this is why Jameson is on the show, because he is so heartbroken that he's trying to find ways to just
see
attention.
We want to see him do a strip dance and maybe take off someone's sock with his mouth.
We need that back
on the show.
I think he's promoting his stripping services.
Yeah,
but
he is.
And we can agree to disagree.
Also, the next guy, we have Dave, who was one of the first people out with the Deal Breakers, and he was one of her favorites. She thought he was really cute. He's the youngest of 10 kids with 8 girls. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think it means that he's probably used to having to share and being generous. And that, I mean, if he has, 8 sisters, he said? So he probably is really good with women and understands
women. I thought
about
it that way, too. What about the other guy's perspective?
I feel like I enjoyed his personality. Like I said, every time Francesco said something awkward, he would make a funny facial expression. And even as he got eliminated from the show, he's like, I don't really know what to say. Like, I like to work out. So if she chooses that, then
true. He got out, and we're going to get into the deal breakers next. But the last thing I want to say that he said is he said he's a happy drunk, which I guess is good. You don't want a guy who's a mean drunk. But does he drink a lot?
Yeah, I thought it was really random that he said that to begin with.
I mean, maybe the producers were asking him a lot of questions. Maybe, they want it. Maybe. But my question is, are you just, like, a guy who's drunk every day?
He's 24, so it's highly possible.
True, but it seems like people start slowing down at 22. Maybe not. Maybe that was just me with farting.
That's when it just gets started. That's when it
gets started. I guess that's when it gets started for everyone else. And then we have Mike. He's my top choice. Her favorite. He got the one-on-one date. What do you guys think of him?
So with Mike, at first, I was very excited about him because he struck a chord when he said cosplay and everything like that, video games. But throughout their conversation, I started to get more of a friendship feel, like a friend zone. That's why I feel like she started to push him in the friend zone, because the intimacy, that flair that she once had, just seemed like it just went away.
Really?
That's what I
thought. I didn't get that vibe.
I thought it was very, I know when she was saying, I want to see if there's something more because we connect, but I thought that they were extremely comfortable and they had chemistry. And it seemed like when they were talking, it was seemed like the cameras weren't even there. They were so close.
Yeah, I thought they had great chemistry, and I think they're really compatible.
Yeah, and I think when he found out she likes cosplay too, he perked up.
Yeah,
he was more questioning. It seemed like maybe he wasn't sure about the show, what's to it, and then she said cosplay, and he was like, okay, I can do this. I think this could be a girl for me. And they also both, I don't know if they didn't want kids ever or not yet. I'm not sure they're talking about it, but that's something a lot of people wouldn't agree on, and so
yeah, I thought it was
they
great.
Had a deep talk off the bat.
It was great.
Now he was good on his feet. I don't know. I just got more sibling vibes.
I guess we'll find out. Yeah. We will find out. So onto their deal breakers. What do you guys think? The first one was video games, or what was the other one? Video games.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So obviously she's a gamer. I think that was a good question ask people to base things off of.
I mean, my dad is like almost 60 and still plays video games. So for me, it's kind of like I just wasn't super into it. But it's not my.
Well, I feel like for her, because she likes to play video games, she wants a guy who wants to play video games. So in the context of the show, I think the question was meaningful versus.
Yeah, it means something to her. Right. So.
Yeah. Versus, I don't know about the cheesecake or beefcake. I think someone could interpret that different ways, but maybe she doesn't want a guy who's a meathead.
Right. No, she literally said something about, it was a quote about dessert that she, hold
do
on,
you
it says, don't trust a guy who doesn't eat dessert.
Very true. Something must have happened with her and meathead guys.
That was
and
a trigger.
When she saw Dave leave, she said something about that she always picks the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. And so she was sad to see him leave, but felt like she's not going to make the same mistake again.
She was upset. She really enjoyed the hug that she gave him. She just kind of let him
he
go.
He was cute. I thought Dave was
mad.
Cute.
I thought, yeah, he was pretty cute.
He should have stuck around just to look at him.
Agreed.
But we still got we still got Sammy. I think he's cute as well. And that's her other top choice. We got Sammy and Mike left as contenders, which we'll get into that in prediction. And then the last deal breaker was taco or sushi. What do you think? I don't know if that's a fair question because they're both delicious. But it did get rid of Frankie. So, you know,
it did its
tacos
job.
And sushi for the win for weeding out a weirdo.
Right. Yeah. I would have picked tacos, definitely.
So would I. Really? I love sushi, but I can't eat it every day.
I could eat sushi 3 times a day.
So really? She would have picked you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if it got rid of Frankie, now we know tacos or sushi tells. Wait, does that mean me and Chef are the weird ones?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, no more Taco Tuesdays for me.
I'm like, what's that noise? Hey guys, give us thumbs up. Right. Yeah.
I'm really upset that Francesco left, man. That was my guy.
Well, let's get him on the show. We're going to find him. You guys tweet us his Twitter. We'll find him and get him. We need him to howl
He's
on our
show. He's at Venice Beach right now. Before
we get on to, because next I want to get, after this I want to go to our segment, but before we get to that, when they revealed what he really looked like, outfit.
Yeah,
what did you think? I was like, I screamed out loud. Is that real?
I think it was an accurate depiction of the personality that he portrayed on the show. And it made me bust out.
True. I was like, wait a second. Like,
I felt like I was at Venice Beach.
Yeah, Venice Beach, yeah. Dude. So, you guys, now it's time for our special segment. Like, where's the special segment noise? Okay, we got our special segment noise. Okay, our special segment today is we're all going to be talking about our worst date. So let's start with Chef Beans today. What was your worst date?
Okay, so one of my worst dates that I can think about is a couple years back.
Wait, were you the person who took this person on the date, or did they take you, or was it just...
It was
how they acted.
It was supposed to be a night where we were just, I guess we both agreed to go on a date. And she said that she wanted to get ice cream from Cold Stone. But I told her that I just gave all my money to my grandmother. Like, I don't have any money. So if you want to go, hopefully you have Cold Stone money. I said this to her. Like, do you have Cold Stone money? She said, of course I have Cold Stone money. So I said, okay. I came to pick her up. We went to Cold Stone. We're in the line. We're laughing. Everything's all good. We get to the counter. She orders a snickerdoodle, whatever she orders. And now it gets time to pay for it, right? So the cashier's like, that'll be whatever. And she's eating her ice cream. She's looking at me. Then everyone else in the line is looking at me. Then they all start laughing because they thought I was joking.
No.
And then awkwardly, I don't know, I just pulled out my phone and just started, like, playing a game on my phone.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you Venmo'd.
So that's why guys do that. If they just pull out their phone out of nowhere, you're like, why are you looking at your phone?
Right. This was probably her worst date, too.
Right, that's what
so
I'm
she
saying.
Was testing you to see if you'd pay for her?
Right, but I mean, she ended up paying for it. She got upset, and I was just kind of like, before we left, I asked you if you had Cold Stone money.
So why are
you
upset?
Well, so you guys found out a lot about each other. She found out that when you say that, you mean what you say, and you found out that she'll tell you yes when she really doesn't mean yes.
Yes means no, and no means yes.
Well, she was one of those.
She still got her ice cream, but it wasn't my expense.
How'd she get it then?
Oh, she ended up paying for it.
Oh, so you made her. And then did you never see her again?
I didn't make her pay for it.
No other option.
Exactly. Or she would have had to return the ice cream. But did we see each other after that? I'm not sure. It was a long time ago, but
I don't think you did.
Tiff, what about you?
I'm pretty sure you never saw her again.
What was your worst date?
So I'm not going to say this person's name, but I met this guy who I was super excited about. And so he's like, hey, I'm going to be at the music studio. My friend was dating his friend. And so he was like, you should come with her. My friend's name was Lindsay, actually. The trauma.
I hope a good friend. But, oh, wait, she was a dramatic friend?
No, she was great.
Okay, so
I get there to the place, the studio. We go in, and there's all these couches. And there's a chair, like one of those rotating chairs, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He spins around in the chair. And there's a whole girl sitting in his lap. And I was like... and it was his girlfriend.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm so confused as to why I'm here. So I was just sitting on the couch by myself awkwardly on Instagram while he's over here like making out with this chick in the chair. And then my friend's making out with her dude. And I'm just sitting there like
in silence.
And so after like 10 minutes of this, I took an Uber home.
That reminds me of my worst date. And I want to get through it fast because we only have 6 minutes left for our news and our little predictions. But I had similar things to both of you, but you reminded me of a moment of this guy that I was dating in college. It was hard to think, because I actually haven't had too many bad dates, knock on wood. But there's this guy I was dating in college. I didn't know him that well. It wasn't going to be like a long-term thing. He was just visiting in town, so it's kind of more a fling. But I did this fashion show thing and came back, and he was at this party, and he was making out with this girl that I knew. And the girl didn't know we had a thing, because he was some guy that was just there for a few weeks. But he was making out with her in front of me, and I was just... I pulled him aside, and then at that moment, I realized I must not really like this guy, because I wasn't sad. I was just like, ew, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
Don't talk to me anymore. Bye. I wasn't even sad. So it showed me, okay, I guess I don't like this person at all, because I could care less. And the girl felt really bad. I was like, it's not your fault. You didn't know it's his fault. Well, goodbye.
The guy that I had the bad date with showed up in my acting class, like, 2 weeks later to audit the class. I was like, great.
We only have a few minutes left, so let's break it down into news.
Yes, guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, today's news, we have Double Shot at Love. It airs on April 11th, my birthday, and it is Venny and DJ Pauly D, and they're dating bachelor style.
Yeah, and our question is, wasn't he on this show? What happened to the girl he picked?
Episode 1, I'm guessing it didn't work out.
Obviously, didn't work out, and now we have the show, but I'm excited for it. I'm still going to watch it. I'm still excited.
One girl's trash is another girl's treasure.
That's what they should have said as the caption.
Poor Paulie D. He's just out here just trying to find love from Jersey Shore to Game of Thrones.
To Vegas and everywhere in between. That's where Paulie D is. What do you guys think? Do you think he's going to find love? Is he really looking for love? Tell us below.
I don't know.
So, predictions for next episode.
Okay.
What do we think's going to happen? Who we think's going to win?
And now, your After Buzz
predictions.
It's so creepy.
I know. Where's Frankie? Is he going to pop up?
He's playing a fiddle under the table.
We're going to hear some howling.
I think that, let's see, who do I think is going to leave next? I don't think Jameson's going to last very long. The stripper?
Right.
Yeah. And who do we think's going to win? Let's do our, first draft.
Okay.
Our draft pick winner.
Mike.
You call Mike. I agree. I vote for Mike.
I call JT.
Why do you call JT? Why is someone different?
I think he's going to just come in the fourth quarter and really impress her. That's how I feel. I feel like it's going to be a Hail Mary buzzer beater type shot.
I feel like he's kind of bro-y. But, I mean, we'll see. We'll see who's going to win. But, yeah, anything else you guys wanted to add? A better episode. Oh, next week we find out that someone has a girlfriend.
Yeah, that I can't wait to see who it is.
Who has a girlfriend? It better not be Mike. That's all I'm saying. As long as it's not Mike, I don't care.
I think it's either Jason or Jameson that has the girlfriend.
We'll find out. Yeah, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in and watching. Come back next week so we can discuss who the girlfriend is. I'm your host, Lindsay Hoffman. You can find me at Lindsay V. Hoffman. And you guys?
I am Tiffany Tony. You can find me at @_beastmode_Barbie.
And I'm Chef Beans. You can find me at @chef_beans with a Z.
Bye, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.